Hey, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, that no, it's a really nice chariot. Yeah, it looks like you're gonna be in for a good ride. I swear you're never gonna get that joke, are you? Nah, I don't think I'm ready to reveal it. So what's going on? Really? No, I heard that a lot of the peasants were uprising all over. They're this close already? Well, the quarters that I stay in, I guess they're not that important. We don't get news like that frequently. So what are you doing? No, I can help. We're here together. What can I say? I like it. I like to lighten your load. I like to help you take a load off. You could put a load on me. You never get any of these jokes, I swear. It's all right. It's all right. So what are we doing? Yeah. Really, this is a lot of food. Those are the crown jewels. Those aren't as big as I would think a king would have. In fact, I'm pretty sure you have bigger. Huh? No. Oh, you're just so stinking innocent. It's part of the reason I absolutely adore you. No. No, they didn't ask me to go with him. Master of the Hunt. I can't imagine if he's going away someplace for safety, he's going to be caring about hunting. Probably why he hasn't called for me. Maybe he'll call for me in the end. No, as much of a strong pony as I am, I don't think I could actually pull this big ass cart unless there's like six others of me. Wouldn't you like to have six others of me around you? Could be make for fun times. Yeah, that would make it easier to plow a field, though. If we're talking about plowing, I'd rather you be the one doing the plowing. Pardon? I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. So serious business. Yeah, no, the peasants are all upset that it doesn't seem like the king has been caring about them. He's been making a lot of rules, but they are upset that he doesn't seem to take any of the responsibility for what's going on around here. They've been burning a lot of stuff, but what? Only a few miles. Jesus, they could be here in a couple of hours if they're really coming up. Jesus Christ. What are you doing here? What do you need to do with this cart? To the gates? If he's making you take it to the gates, you'll probably be the one he's going to force to drive with him. Where is he going? That's terrifying. He should be telling you where you're going. In fact, he has to tell you where you're going. How else are you going to get there? Well, that sounds like he's trying to mask who he. Jeez, no. No, this can't. It's. Okay, hold on. There's some birds outside. Ravens are smart, and now I just have to look them in the eye, and then it's a thought thing. It's what would you humans call it? Telepathic? There you go. Hold on. She's flying up. And this is how I look down at stuff. She can send, it's almost like images back to my brain. You're distracting me. Hold on. Oh my God, they're not far. They're not far. We don't have time for this. You've got to come with me. You're worried about the king killing you. Well, guess what? It seems like that's what they want out of him. Neither one of us like working here. I'm trapped here. You're trapped here. Come on, no. No, seriously, hop on my back. I can get us out of here. I always wanted you to ride me, but not like this. I would love it if you rode. Me, I wrote you. I can't think. I can't sit here and make these jokes. Come on, we gotta go. We've gotta go. No, listen. Jesus Christ, this isn't how I wanted to say this to you. This is not like this. Not like this. We never had a shot together. What? Together. We could never be together. Because you're you and I'm me. Master of the horse, you are, which is funny because I've always loved to call you my master. And master of the hunt I am, or mistress of the hunt, however you want to put it. We have to go. No, I love you. Jesus Christ, I didn't want to say it like fuck. I love you. And if you stay here, then the chances of this going really bad, is bad. You can't stay here. We've got to go. Gosh, listen to me. Those peasants are moving fast. They have lots of weapons. From what I saw, they've been burning every village down. And honestly, guards have been leaving all day. They must be getting reports or something. We don't have half the staff here we did before. How do you think I was able to make it out here? I see you on occasion when preparing for stuff, and we've become good friends through that, but I can't just come here of my own merriment. I can't just help you whenever I fucking want to. Get on my back and let's go. No, don't worry. Like, what is the king gonna do? Kill everyone that left during this time? No. This is his problem. He created this. You. One of the things I love about you, you're so loyal. You just want to do what you're told to do. You just want to do a good job. You just want to be a good boy. And you are. You are. You are the best boy, but you don't see it. You don't see how incredibly awesome you are, even when it's putting you in danger. We have got to go. Now. We don't have a choice. Just get on my back. No, okay. He knows how to drive a chariot. He knows how to get back here. He knows he's not gonna wait forever for you. He's gonna storm back here. It's not far. It's just a couple of steps. He'll come in and get if he needs to go. This is not your problem. Come on. Thank you. No, we have to get out of here. We have to the countryside. We can run into the countryside of this opposite direction of where they're going. They're coming here. They want him. They're not going to view him as being there, not for a while. There's probably some barns out there. Yeah, let's just stay on. Just hold on tight. It feels so nice. All I ever wanted was for you to wrap your arms around me like this, but not like this, not like this. No. Well, yes, no, Yeah, I'm pretty quick. Why do you think I'm a master of the hunt? I'm very quick, yeah. Faster than your other horse? I've never been clocked at how fast I go, but I'd imagine normal horse is not as quick as me, no. Okay, no. It's interesting that seeing the castle get smaller. Gosh, your arms feel so great wrapped around me. No. You literally have your hand over my heart. And it feels lovely. It's fine. It's not much further. There's a little farm down here. It's not a part of the castle grounds. And honestly, it's abandoned. I go out there a lot to read and think about you. Well, yeah, I'm serious. I love you. I love you more than anything. You are everything I've ever wanted and sadly could never have. I never thought we'd be together, but and I always wanted to tell you this, but how could I? What? No, it's hard to run forward while looking back, but Oh, see, no, I'm gonna hit trees doing that. That was nice. Oh, oh no, that was no. I'm good. We're almost there. Yeah. Okay. All right. And no, darling, I'm so sorry. I guess that was too short of a ride. I promise to keep up longer next time. What? Writing. That's when I, in theory, would be on top of. It's a sexual thing that we're talking about. It's, I make a lot of dirty jokes, and you don't seem to get them. I keep hoping one day you will, but you're so sweet, you never do. Yeah, like the king's jewels, talking about what's in your pants. Well, yeah, like, I have absolutely wanted to be with you, not just on some you're hot, because you are. What do you mean? Really? Well, then screw humans if they don't get how incredibly hot you are. I love that frame. It's adorable. What are you talking about? You have such nice skin. All in your hands. Look at them. Look at how they are next to mine. You are absolutely perfect exactly how you are. And if you've been around people who don't feel that way, then they're just idiots. And honestly, I'm glad. I'm glad that they didn't see what was in front of them so I could scoop you up in your mind. That's right. No, you're not wrong. I could have the pick of anyone that I wanted, but I didn't want anyone but you. You're so smart, and you don't talk about the other things that the other guys in my life do. You're so open-minded. You're so much fun. And it's just something that I've always wanted and dreamed about and just... Well, I can tell. Now we know that you indeed have something bigger than the king's jewels. Wow, that's that is, well, I hunt snakes, but I've never seen something as lovely as this, or felt something as lovely through your trousers as that one-eyed trouser snake there. Oh, wow. Well, as I said, this barn is abandoned. We could spend the night together, perhaps, you know? You could help me shed. I'm not gonna need this Master of the Hunt uniform anymore. You could help me take it off. And maybe I could actually give you a far better ride of your life tonight. Oh, I'm glad you're finally catching on there, sweetheart. Hey guys, Zena Alexander here. Thank you guys for all of the support. YouTube has a thing where if you comment frequently, then you actually get the little symbol next to your name. I didn't know that was a thing until recently. Thank you, Theodore. I think I saw it on Theodore and Philip for sure. Definitely Philip. That means the world to me. And I know so many of you guys also do it. So you should be getting yours soon too, which is craziness, absolute craziness. Wanted to do this story for a while because I love innuendo. Who doesn't love innuendo? We'll be starting up the Rise of Friendsor series again. I had some personal family stuff. One of my friends, he's like my little brother. We've known each other for years and years and years. Went into the hospital. He's doing a lot better. The doctors keep going back and forth as to whether or not he's coming home today or in a week because they want him on an IV. But there is a pill form for his medication. So just trying to be there for him, make his life as easy as possible because Lord knows he's done a lot for me, helped me move a couple times. I am babbling. I'm absolutely babbling. You probably don't mind. But yeah, once I'm able to actually focus on making sure all of the lore and hidden messages are in my stories, Rise of Friendsor will be starting up. And I really appreciate you guys who have been very patient about that. And it's crazy because we just hit 3,000 subscribers. That's bonkers. It's not a real number. And like, we're actually like almost at 3.5. This is not a real world that I'm in. You guys, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be happy that I had such a really cool dream to meet all these awesome people, but I'm also going to wake up very sad that it's not real. But I know I'm going to wake up soon, but if I'm going to stay asleep, I'm going to come up with some more crazy stories. I don't know. That's how I deal with this in order to keep it from freaking me out because It's a lot. It's a lot and it's fast. Anyways, I'm babbling again. Zena, get your shit together. Guys, I will talk to you soon. If you are on Discord, awesome. Feel free to friend me if you want to send private messages. The public chat is always popping. I love you guys more than bacon, cheese, fries, and burgers. And I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.